Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Where are you calling from again?
I'm sorry?
I said, where are you calling from again?
Okay, so we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So in order for me to better assist you, I would have to pull up your account. May I please have your zip code?
Okay, 18052.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
First name is Kathy with a C. Last name is Smith.
Thank you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
884 Third Street, Whitehall, Pennsylvania, 18052.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm still here, it's just loading slowly.
That's okay.
Thank you.
When that comes up, you'll be able to tell me what I ordered.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. I have an issue where I mailed something with the credit card number that I would have used, and they've never received it. So I'm going to cancel that credit card. But I noticed on my last statement, I have two names on here that I'm not sure what it is I bought. So I just wanted to make sure that they were legit, that I did order them. Probably something I bought somebody for Christmas. That's
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I am showing we're on October 23rd. You placed the order to win the cookware where you only paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and I do see your most recent charges was December 8th, where we charged you the $67.32. So upon signing up for that kitchenware, the terms and conditions stated if you didn't receive their product within 2 days, that you were going to be billed in full for that new entry, which was $67.32 on November 1st.
Oh, well, I
Yes,
never got
ma'am.
any.
Yes, ma'am. So you got charged due to you not winning that cookware.
Oh no, I do remember doing it, but I did. Okay, so I didn't win anything, but I still got charged $67. I mean, I don't even
Yes.
get anything
Yes,
for
ma'am.
that.
So it was the entry to win all over again. So every time you're charged, it's a new entry to win.
Well, how do I stop that? Because I'm not going to keep paying this money and not get anything. I'm sorry, I didn't see that, or I never would have done this. I don't have frivolous money, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I definitely can go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Just allow me a brief moment to do so.
Okay. Our
of the likely commission of federal offense. That both and likely violated two federal criminal statutes. So this starting point for our analysis six. First criminal statute we invoked federal, therefore, still a takes it to corruptly influence or impede the official proceeding.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Sure.
Okay, so I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
So that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 263-129-023.
Okay, now, on my credit card statement, they have two different names. I think so. Can you, did this cancellation number apply to both of those?
Yes, ma'am. This account is completely canceled.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's, oh, yeah, teach me not to do any of that stuff ever again. You know,
yes, ma'am.
I don't know. I didn't even remember putting a credit card number on there. But I guess I did. So I guess I'll pay for it. Okay. Okay. So there was the last date I have on here was 12/8. There was one on 12/3 and there was one on 12/8. Was there anything after that?
No, ma'am. It was reoccurring monthly. So, I did cancel out this account today, so you shouldn't receive anything else.
Okay. So, thank goodness we're done. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. But you cleared this up for me, so thank you.
No problem.
I don't have to worry about my number being out there fraudulently.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Well, yeah, if there's not... I'm sorry?
No. That's a relief. Well, I guess I don't... I mean, so far, I mean, this is off, and I haven't noticed anything currently, you know, so that's a good thing. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.